From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Security Council held urgent talks Sunday on the surge of violence in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Syrian and Russian jet fighters have bombarded the rebel-controlled eastern sector of the city. The United States, France, and Britain called the emergency session to pressure Russia to end the attacks. The assault, missile strikes, barrel bomb attacks, and artillery fire flattened buildings, leaving streets filled with debris. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power accused Russia of barbarism.
Nobody has to convince the United States of America of the danger posed by terrorists. Our citizens are often priority targets all around the world. But when Russia is espousing fiction, we have to call that out. What Russia is sponsoring and doing is not counterterrorism, it is barbarism.
French Ambassador Francois de Latter said war crimes are being committed in Aleppo and they must not go unpunished. British Foreign Minister Boris Johnson said Sunday that his government has more to do before it triggers the formal procedure to start its exit from the European Union. He said once that is done, Britain will not let the process drag on. Suspected U.S. airstrikes in southeastern Afghanistan are believed to have killed a top commander of the Pakistan Taliban and several of his partners. The attack took place in Paktika province, adjacent to the Pakistani border. Rais Khan, also known as Azam Tariq, of the so-called Tariq-e-Taliban Pakistan, or TPP, and his son were among those reported to be killed in an overnight attack. This is VOA News. The leader of the Islamic jihadist group Boko Haram appeared in a video posted on social media Sunday saying he is in good health. A man purported to be Abu Bakr Shekau spoke in a 40-minute video denying statements by the Nigerian army that he had been seriously wounded. The video was released on YouTube and dated September 25th. Iraqi officials say a suicide bomber has blown himself up in Baghdad, killing 7 people and wounding 19. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast Sunday in the Iskan neighborhood, a mostly Shiite district. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and Republican candidate Donald Trump face off in the first of 3 nationally televised debates Monday in Hempstead, New York. The Clinton-Trump showdown is likely to be one of the most watched events of the U.S. presidential campaign. The debate could have an impact on the outcome of what has become a very close race for the White House. Meanwhile, the two candidates planned meetings Sunday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Mr. Netanyahu and Trump discussed Israel's use of a fence to help secure its borders. Clinton was expected to meet with the prime minister later in the day. Videos released by police in Charlotte, North Carolina, show a confrontation between police and a black man who was shot to death Tuesday. The two videos from body cameras and dashboard cameras were released Saturday. One of the videos shows Scott getting out of his car, turning to his left, and standing briefly in a parking lot before being shot. It is not known for certain what else was going on that caused the shooting. A fifth day of protests against the incident was largely peaceful as protesters chanted Black Lives Matter outside a football game in Charlotte. Time is running out for the U.S. Congress to keep the government open and fully functioning. Federal spending authority expires at midnight Friday, and so far, Democrats and Republicans have been unable to agree on a temporary funding extension. They have also been unable to formulate a year-long appropriations bill for the new fiscal year that begins October 1st. The Miami Marlins baseball team says pitcher Jose Fernandez has been killed in a boating accident. The U.S. Coast Guard says the 24-year-old Fernandez was one of 3 people killed Sunday in a boat crash off Miami Beach. Officials say the 10-meter boat they were in had a severe impact with a rock jetty. Fernandez was born in Santa Clara, Cuba, and defected to the United States with his mother and sister when he was 15 years old. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.